What's going on? Joseph Mugen here, and this is Nomadic Life, and let's get into some digital business here. Just let everybody know, I am recording on my mic, and I'm also trying to transcript my podcast right now. I'm using the software that I told everybody about that was free, and I'm obviously just testing it, seeing how it works. Hopefully it works. For some reason, it stopped picking up. It's not picking up any of my speech anymore, so I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe there might be... Hello, 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 hello. What's going on? Joseph Mugen. Not Joseph Michigan. Joseph Mugen. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I have to do this a different way. Just due to the fact that sometimes it's working, sometimes it's not. Maybe I'm speaking too fast. Hello? Joseph Mugen here. What's going on? Joseph Mugen. Hello? Joseph Mugen. Hello? Hello, hello. What's going on? How are you doing? My name is Joseph. Joseph Mugen. Not Morgan. Mugen. Next. All right, so it's not working. So that didn't really work. So what I was using was that I was using the Google transcript on Google Docs to try to transcribe, but it was pretty accurate. But the issue was that it would only let me record, or it would only transcribe up to maybe one paragraph, maybe four or five sentences. And that's not working well. As you can see, I've tried it a few times before and it just didn't work. I've tested it a little bit. I didn't know that it was just going to be just a few sentences like that, but I will figure it out. I really still do want to transcribe and whatnot, so that people can still read and I can do a summary and whatnot. And don't worry, I do have my cousin coming on soon. We will be podcasting. I'll be interviewing him. He's just a little bit busy right now with work, the online work, and family, of course. But other than that, everybody, thank you for listening, and let's get into that digital business here. Recently, I was on LinkedIn, and of course, I've been trying to be more present on LinkedIn just due to the fact that, yes, I am looking for a remote job, an online job. But besides that point, it's just good to kind of see what everybody's doing as far as careers, who has a long-term career or whatever you want to call it, or corporate job, or wherever they're working. But besides that, while I was on LinkedIn, I saw an ad. Of course, I'm being retargeted because everything about me is digital marketing, business, entrepreneurship. And I haven't cleared my cash from my cookies since I've started this online journey into building a digital business. But besides that fact, though, I did see a very interesting advertisement while I was reading whatever posts I saw on LinkedIn. And it was for, I don't know if it's a college or a private college or something like that. But the advertisement was for digital marketing. Like, we'll teach, MS or Master's of Science for digital marketing. Like, oh, and it was like a 12 months course. And I don't know how much it costs, but I know that it's more than free. At least, I mean, and if it isn't, and if it is free, then wow, cool. Good job. You know, you were able to, spend money, put your ad out in front of there for just, awareness, I guess. Like I've mentioned before in a previous podcast, that you, if you want to learn how to, you want to learn how to market online, digital marketing, or build a business online, you can learn all this stuff for free. It may take a little bit longer, but it's all about self-discipline. And it kind of upsets me to see all these digital marketing, advertisements trying to get people to pay X amount of money. You know, at that point, if I'm going to like a normal college career or like going into like school or something like that for this, I mean, I'm just being biased here. It's just that with a lot of courses that are geared towards for school, they're really behind. Like maybe the stuff, and I don't know it personally yet. Maybe down the road, I might have to go and check it out, but I'm fine where I'm at. I'd rather spend money down the road and you know, find an influencer. Like, why would you pay like thousands of dollars to go under someone that you don't even know their criteria or their credentials? Like, do they really know what SEO is? What happens when, like, how does the Google algorithm affects you? You know, like with a lot of businesses, is that you have to always be on top of your game. You're putting out fires. You know, you're a mechanic. You're always fixing shit that's broken. And in my opinion, like Google, Instagram, anytime an algorithm is changed, you are the business owner and it is up to you to fix that. It is your business. Yes, when you have a business that is already running and you see money coming into your bank account, you relax. You know, you get more, you know, you chill out and whatnot. And because you're just enjoying that little time. I mean, I don't know if it is like that for everybody, but it was like that for me. When you see the money pouring in, you're like, okay, well, let me chill, let me relax. You know, I got a little bit of money coming. I don't want to work too hard today. And then you start to build up a bad habit. And then when shit happens, you're like, oh damn, I got to fix this. Why can't I just chill? Why can't it just be an easy day? You know, like, but when you're an entrepreneur, there is no such thing as I mean, you have easier days, but I wouldn't say that, you know, shit will happen. You know, just be prepared for it. Some days will be better than some. Some days will be worse than others. Just be prepared. Grow that thick skin, you know, put that shell on. Do what you got to do. But if you're trying to get experience as an entrepreneur, please, 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 please don't pay for that. Don't pay money for a course. Especially if you're starting, or if you're not even sure what you're doing, especially with college or a course like that, where they want you to learn for like 12 to 18 months, man, Google, Facebook's algorithm can change tomorrow and everything that they're teaching you is irrelevant. I'd rather go on YouTube and follow somebody who I see or shows that, yes, they are working in this, you know, in this field, who has hands-on experience, and I've been watching them for years, or maybe months, or maybe six months to a year, and they've worked their asses off to build that trust with me as an influencer. And if they want to sell me on a course that I think that would help me, I'd rather do that than just see an advertisement on fucking LinkedIn, like, oh snap, digital. I think people that need college, and I'm guilty of it too. When I was in college, was that I needed that discipline. I needed somebody there to say, hey, you need to do this or you'll get in trouble. Yeah, let that sink in. People that need somebody to tell them that, hey, you need to do this and do this and do this. Yeah, you're going to have to work on your entrepreneurship, because in the world of being an entrepreneur, there is nothing like that. It is up to you. You have to go and find the information. You have to go and fix those problems. You have to call. You have to have the right contacts of like, hey, I need to call you. I need to talk to this person. You need to search, and be able to fix whatever's going on. Sometimes the problems may not be as big, but sometimes they can be, where your business could potentially fail, like Google changing the algorithm or little things like that. And I like to give that example because that's something that's very common in the digital marketing space, as far as search engine optimization being ranked, because when Google changes it, it's for the better, you know, it's to better their product. And the people that are complaining about it are just the lazy ones. And they've come to this point of comfort. And when you get to that point of comfort, you just want to chill. You just want to relax, watch that money come in and do what you do. Watch Netflix and chill, you know, because you already put in all the work. But when you're a business owner it's not like that. You think so. You know, sometimes that's why it's so hard for business owners to unplug after X amount of years of just grinding and grinding and grinding, and you stop, you're like, oh shoot, you don't know how to stop. You know, your body's always on the go. But don't pay for that type of experience. Like I mentioned before, you know, use that money and gain. I've been doing digital marketing for 5-6 months. Yes, I haven't gotten a job yet. And no, probably I should not be bashing on this course, but I haven't spent more than $1,000 on digital marketing, learning digital marketing. My time, yes. I've risked a lot of things, yes. But the money that I put in there before, good thing I didn't put in a lot. I could go to school for it. Someone's going to teach me. And when you have to discipline yourself in that manner, I don't just get out. Just don't even do it, because you're not passionate about it. You're not going to be doing this. You're just doing this for the money. And of course, yes, money is a great tool that we can utilize if utilized correctly. But I mean, we're all doing this for some sort of compensation in a way, like whether it's selfish, where your compensation is your satisfactory or your success. See, it might not be at a monetary, it may just be for your own personal feelings that you feel that way. So if you feel the feeling of success feels good to you, it could just be for that, but that's not necessarily bad either. But at the same time though, like with the information that we have on our fingertips, I mean, yes, maybe they curate it. And yes, maybe they put all of these little things together, all of these packets together, so that you don't have to go online and find it. I mean, if you're that lazy, if you want to drop 5-10 grand, go ahead. You know, because if you're like me and you're trying to build a business from the bottom up with no loans, no nothing, you're going to go out there, drop 10-20 grand on some course that's going to teach you how to be an expert digital marketer. Get your MS in digital marketing. I don't know. Maybe I'll look at it a little bit more, but to me, it's just a little shady, just because everything, because digital marketing, it's around us all the time. And if you pay attention, you can really learn from it. And yes, you can go on YouTube. You can go on a lot of different websites out there that they'll teach you and they'll teach and they'll show you. But it's up to you to do it. And if you're that individual where you need a teacher or someone to like say, hey, do this and go do this and go do this, or this is right and this is not right, and you rather go that route because you're not sure if what you yourself are learning is relevant or not, then you're just lazy. Because sometimes it's good to get that information that others can teach you, but you have to get in there and get involved. Get started. Once you get started, I'd rather you spend the money on building a website, buying a hosting service on WordPress or on whatever hosting service you can find, and paying the $15 or the $100 to host it for the year, and then build a website like that. You'll learn so much more with that type of hands-on, because that's basically what they're going to teach you. That's all they're going to teach you. Like, oh, how to build a website. Oh, how does SEO work? All of this shit, Google, the University of fucking Google will teach you this shit. The University of YouTube will teach you this. And it's all for free. Yes, maybe the information might be a little broad, because you can't cover everything in X amount of time, but you think you're going to be an expert or have your master's of shit in digital marketing because you took a 12-month college course. You could be doing that shit right now, and all it costs you is $50. Get started right now. Digital marketing, build your own business, entrepreneurship. Those things can't really, at least entrepreneurship can't really be taught. Because some things that work for one entrepreneur may not work for you. If it works for me, it might not work for you. If it works for you, it might not work for me. We may have the same product or whatever, but maybe our execution is different. And you have to look at it that way. Because I just don't, you know, we have to learn how to stop spending money and like wasting our money thinking that if we spend money on it, we're gonna want to do it more. Like, don't go buy a pair of Nikes because you think that that's going to motivate you to work out. Don't go buy like a $2,000 equipment, gym equipment, just because you think that that's going to motivate you to go work out. Don't pay, you know, like, why are people are paying like $50 to $100 for gym memberships that they only use once a month. That's just wasting your money. I'm like, if you want to go work out, if you want to get in shape, start jogging first. Jog around your neighborhood. Once you get that going, then go buy dumbbells if you don't have it or whatnot. You got to know how to like do this shit the cheap way so that you really learn how to do it and you really know that you're passionate about it, that even if you don't have the greatest stuff, that you're still going to keep doing it. Even if you are ghetto or if it is ghetto rigged or whatever term that these kids nowadays use for it's ratchet, doesn't matter. If you're doing it, just, you know, if you're passionate about it or if you want to do it, you're going to be doing it no matter what. I'm in the car right now with my mic and trying to get all this set up just so that I could podcast. And I'm not driving, of course, and I'm on my laptop. And I do want to tell everybody that when I do podcast this way, I don't get the background music from Anchor. For those of you who don't know, Anchor does supply us with free copyrighted music or non-copyrighted music, just so that, you know, they give you the perks. And for people that are not listening to me on Anchor and on any other platform, please definitely check out Anchor. You know, come through, give me an applause, show me some love, so that if I brought you some value by giving me an applause or favor me so you can keep up with my digital journey. I know that people might be, I know that there's not a lot going on right now per se, but you know, as I'm doing more and more with marketing, digital marketing, and also doing digital marketing and also getting my business started. And as I'm talking about my businesses, after I'm done ranting about, you know, how you should, I mean, and it shouldn't be up to me to tell you how to spend your money. I just want to let people know that there are other options out there. There are free options out there. Just be patient and learn. Be practical and learn. Learn. Do. I wish Nike never took Just Do It, or else I would have taken that slogan, you know. But besides that, though, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, because I know Anchor is definitely putting this out on so many different platforms, and I don't even know. I'm looking at the analytics, and I don't know if people are listening to me throughout or if they're just boom turning it on and oh, this dude is boring. This dude don't know what he's talking about. I'm just gonna dip out or whatnot. I just don't want, you know, I wish that they have those analytics, but you know, maybe down the line they will. You know, like with a lot of technology, it gets better with time. You know, a lot of technology is data collection, analytics, and if you don't know, you're being analyzed every click that you make, as well too. That's how I know that I got retargeted for digital marketing, and it kind of upset me at the fact that, I mean, I wish I would have clicked on the banner ad or whatnot, but I was just seeing that. I was like, man, like, you can learn this shit for free. Or honestly, you can learn it for like $20. And if you want to know, you know, let me know. You know, give me a favorite. Give me an applause. Other than that, y'all, Joseph Mugen out. Hope y'all enjoy this. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.